COVID surge Vermont is experiencing has caught many in the state off guard, but several public health experts VPR spoke with say they're not surprised at the high case counts in the state. Lexi Krupp has more on what's behind the continued spread.
Ken Jarecki remembers it was a Monday when he started feeling crappy. This was back in September, when breakthrough COVID cases weren't that common, especially in Vermont.
So for me, it was sort of like a moderate flu.
Ken is from Pittsfield. He's vaccinated. He got two shots back in March, and he's careful about COVID. He always wears a mask at work or running errands. The week before he got sick, he went to a birthday party at a restaurant with a group of friends. Everyone was vaccinated.
We sat down at the table at 8, and we did eat without masks. At the end of dinner, there was a couple sitting on the other side that I had never met, and so I had a face-to-face conversation with one of them. And I never thought anything. I went home.
The couple ended up testing positive for COVID. Ken did too. After his flu symptoms went away, it took him a few months to feel like himself. Now he's better, but getting sick, when he was vaccinated and being cautious, it came as a big surprise. For many public health experts, though, what happened to Ken and thousands of Vermonters who've had breakthrough COVID cases since is expected for a few reasons. First is the time of year.
The weather turns colder. We go back indoors. Regular infectious diseases start to increase, including the flu, colds, normal respiratory illnesses.
Mark Cameron is an immunologist and infectious disease researcher at Case Western Reserve University in Ohio. He says if you think back to this time last year, nearly everyone was wearing masks and not socializing much. That's no longer the case. There's also this strain circulating that's really good at infecting people.
We have the Delta variant in play, and it's still in play, and it is able to take advantage of changes in our behavior as we enter the cold and flu season.
This year, we also have vaccines against COVID. But for many Vermonters, it's been more than 6 months since their last shot. This matters a lot when we think about the risk of infection.
We know that the vaccine protection declines over time.
That's Stephen Kissler, who studies the spread of infectious diseases at Harvard School of Public Health.
While the vaccines still seem to be pretty good at preventing people from going to the hospital and dying, we are still seeing people with breakthrough infections that are symptomatic.
This might help explain what happened to Ken. The dinner at that restaurant was about 6 months after he got the vaccine. Mark from Case Western explains around this time, there's a change in your immune system. That means some virus bits might be able to sneak into your body. It's a little deep in the immunological weeds, but it has to do with your first line of defense against COVID, these cells called neutralizing antibodies.
This virus can get by that first line of defense once we're 6 or 8 months away from the vaccine, and that is the big deal about the virus that causes COVID-19.
He says that initial defense still helps reduce the overall amount of virus inside you. And meanwhile, your immune system has other protections in place, reserves called memory cells that last a lot longer. They can help prevent you from getting really sick.
And that's why vaccinated individuals have less risk of hospitalization and death if they do become infected, if they have a breakthrough infection. Because even if the virus gains entry into our cells, the vaccinated individuals already have a memory response to fight the virus before it truly injures our lungs.
So it could be that for Ken, his body's first line of defense wasn't robust enough to completely stave off infection. But other safeguards, those memory cells he had from the vaccine, might have stepped in to stamp out the virus before he was sick enough to go to the hospital. And there's another factor at play that could help explain why Vermont in particular has seen such high case counts in recent weeks. It's that only a small proportion of residents have had COVID, and that's not the case across the country. Ali Mokhtad, an epidemiologist at the University of Washington, estimates that about 13% of Vermonters have been infected with COVID as of mid-November. He says compare that to Florida, where he estimates more than 40% of the population has had COVID.
Well, Florida allowed the virus to spread and infect everybody that it could infect. So they run out of people to infect. And that's the sad part is, you know, this is not a success story, what happened in Florida. This is a failure. They lost a lot of people. They overwhelmed their hospitals.
This hasn't happened in Vermont. So most people have protection against COVID from just the vaccine, not an infection. And for many, that protection is waning. That's why the CDC is saying all adults should get a booster shot.
The science clearly tells us everyone who received a vaccine 5-6 months ago needs to go and get a boost.
Ken and his wife got their boosters in early November, and they're still being careful.
We're still wearing masks now because, you know, with these high numbers, I don't really trust anything.
As the new Omicron variant looms large, public health experts continue to emphasize the power of vaccines, boosters, masks, testing, and ventilation to protect us. Some say there's a chance we might have to act more cautiously with the new variant, things like avoiding travel and large gatherings. That's if the strain proves highly transmissible or masterful at evading our immune response. But it's too early to say for now. And while Delta remains dominant, experts say to keep an eye on case levels in your community. These can help you determine your own risk levels. For VPR News, I'm Lexi Krupp.